Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Tonight, millions of people will settle in to watch the NFL draft. It's a crucial moment for the New England Patriots, who are heading into their first season in 24 years without Bill Belichick as coach, and they still need a starting quarterback. ESPN reporter Mike Reese is here to break it all down for us. Good morning.
Good morning, Rupa.
So Belichick has been replaced by Gerard Mayo, who was a linebacker for the Pats and is now the youngest coach in the NFL. How do you think he's going to handle things differently tonight?
Well, so Gerard Mayo is working together with Elliot Wolf, their director of scouting, and they're trying to establish a new culture. And so whoever they choose tonight with the number three pick, it'll be someone that reflects their vision of a collaborative culture here in New England.
They have the third overall selection in this draft. This is their highest ever pick under owner Robert Kraft. What are the different ways they might go with this pick?
So, Rupa, Robert Kraft has called this the most anticipated draft in his tenure because of that, the fact that they've never had a pick this high. And usually when you're up that high, and you mentioned they have that need at quarterback, that's usually where the pick goes. And that's why many believe if the Patriots keep that pick at number three, that it will be a quarterback. And that's what people inside the organization tell me. They're locked in on a quarterback.
Who are the possible picks?
So I'm going to give you three. Now, part of it's a little uncertain because they don't know for sure which quarterback Washington will pick at number two. So it'll be either Jaden Daniels of Louisiana State, Drake May of North Carolina, or J.J. McCarthy of Michigan. And what's fascinating, Rupa, about the draft is that teams might have these quarterbacks rated differently, and there's intrigue to see how the Patriots have them rated, because no one really knows the answer to that.
Mike, you said if they keep the number three pick, what does that mean? I mean, don't they have it?
Yeah, it's an asset, Rupa. And so you have these teams behind them that see that they need a quarterback too. And so they will reach out to the Patriots and say, hey, what would it take for us to give you to let us have that pick? And that was actually a Bill Belichick specialty. He used to love to have a pick and trade back to a pick later in the draft and pick up additional assets in doing so. The question will be, will they have enough enticement assets to get the Patriots to move out of that selection?
So if they use that number three pick for something else, what do you think they might use it for?
So this would be a major curveball, but there's always the possibility that they could go for a couple of their other need positions, like a wide receiver. They had one of the lowest rated wide receiver groups last year. They could go for a left tackle along the offensive line. The idea being that it doesn't matter who you have at quarterback if you can't block in front of him. So those would be the two positions if they surprise people and don't go with a quarterback.
And I want to end by asking you if you can set up the rest of the season for us. Is it possible to do that without knowing what's going to happen tonight?
I think big picture, the Patriots, they were 4 wins and 13 losses last season, one of the worst teams in the league. The draft brings a level of hope as you look into the season. It's not going to be a Super Bowl type season. They're building from the ground up here. You just hope that the arc of improvement shows that they're headed in the right direction.
So a crucial moment indeed.
Absolutely, Rupa. A potential franchise-altering night for the Patriots.
Mike Reese is a reporter for ESPN. Thank you very much.
Always great to be with you, Rupa.